This Pete and Kimber podcast is just a little taste of the show. Get a taste of life at Murdoch at Murdoch University's Open Day, Saturday, March 23rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tour the campus and find the course you're passionate about. This is the Pete and Kimber podcast.
How you feeling? How you feeling over there, bud?
Weird.
Oh, yeah? You okay?
Well, because we're going to be getting naked soon at work for absolutely no reason.
It's not for no reason. It's not.
It is.
It might be the most tenuous link in history, but it's certainly not for no reason.
Please give us your tenuous link, because I love Michelle has gone into our Mix Fam page, Pete and Kimber's Mix Fam on Facebook. You can join us. She's gone in and said, if a bit of notice was given, this would make an awesome fundraiser for a chosen charity, Kimber. And I agree with you, Michelle. That would have been excellent if I knew before yesterday.
Well, all the charities we reached out to haven't gotten back to us yet because it was really quick turnaround.
you were like, let's get naked at
work.
Let's
get naked. Why? Well, here's the reason why. Okay. And to the phone number that's texted us in, ending in 773, that says, you guys are a radio station. Photos, because obviously it's all audio.
Yeah.
How you meant to hear somebody getting naked? Well, we'll do our best. I'll tell you what I'll do, because we're going to be in two separate studios today.
Mm-hmm.
All right, because this is all about being comfortable around each other and safety and all that sort of stuff as well, and
mate,
consent.
We need to be comfortable because we've got all the studio windows blocked up with big sheets and stuff, and the one between your and my studio just fell down.
Yeah.
And we're not even in there yet, and we're not undressed yet, and it's already fallen down. And anything could happen now.
We just need to, for an hour, after 6:30 is happening, for an hour we need to keep the mics live just to capture the moment that falls down again.
There was a time when gaffer tape used to hold together a space shuttle. And these days, can't even hold up a little bit of flimsy material.
I will tell you what I will do, though. There's a window that separates myself and Robert's Road in the studio I'm going to be naked in.
Yep.
And I'll keep it up just enough to show, like, my shoulders and chest.
You can't do that because the curtain comes up from below and rises to the top, and that means it will expose your nether regions.
You won't be able to see it.
Mate, people driving past Roberts Road now, this is the most I've seen people look up into our building ever.
But no, look, here is the reason why. It's because John Cena, professional wrestler and also actor, got nude at the Oscars. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a bit of history behind this. He actually got nude as a bit of a nod to a streaker by the name of Robert Opel, who appeared to run across the stage naked back at the 1974 Academy Awards.
And someone, quite likely, isn't it fascinating that probably the only laugh that man will ever get in his life is by stripping off and showing his shortcomings.
The one this year was a little bit different.
I said, can you imagine if a nude man ran across the stage today? Wouldn't that be crazy?
Psst. Psst, Jimmy.
What? I can't come there. Do the thing. What's going on? You're supposed to run across the stage.
I changed my mind. I don't want to do the streaker bit anymore.
What do you mean you don't want to do the streaker bit anymore? We're doing it.
I just don't feel right about it, man. It's an elegant event.
Fine, just give out the award then. God.
So at that particular point there, he's crab shuffling left to right, meters and meters and meters to the microphone, holding nothing but the envelope over his bits.
So how's he going to read the envelope?
Yeah. But thought, you know, he got naked, so we can get naked.
Yeah.
That's how, by the way, that's how radio stations work, guys. We find the most tenuous excuse to get something done, and we get it done. Okay, so now you know why. Let's do it.
No, it's not yet.
Let's go. Make it happen.
Oh, my God. This is legitimately the song you would play walking in, wouldn't you?
Yeah, of course it is.
Ladies.
Ladies.
Swing a jacket over your shoulder.
Hey, the boss is here. The boss has come in.
Oh, funny. Boss shows up as soon as the curtains start falling down.
So coming up next, we're going... Oh, that was a...
He just leered at us.
That was a dirty, dirty look. Coming up next, we're going to be talking to each other from two separate studios, and we will get this thing done. We will nude up.
Oh.
Well, we'll see if you can get it done. You keep on saying you're very weird about this.
Of course I feel weird about this.
is Pete and Kimber's Naked Show.
For the next hour, welcome to Pete and Kimber's Naked Show.
I'm going to reflect on my career and be like, look at all those incredible things, like the time I met Tom Cruise and like all these, and the time we got naked at work.
Really just putting that notch in the belt, aren't you? Just along the way, ticking these boxes. Sally in Baldivis has sent us a text message.
Said, oh, yeah.
Coming from a home nudist, don't forget, Kimber, to put a towel down on the chair when nude, which is ironic if you were just part of the conversation we were having.
Yeah, Sally, yesterday when we decided we were going to do this, I said to Pete, Pete, make sure that you bring a towel so that no naked parts go on any of the work office equipment here, the chairs or whatever. He said, no worries. Now, this morning when I bought my towel, I thought, should I bring a towel for Pete? And I'm like, no, he's not a child. We had this conversation yesterday. Pete, did you bring a towel today?
I did not bring a towel.
I'm already sitting on a towel. I've got the towel on my chair. We've just put it up on Instagram and I'm not even naked yet.
Oh, I was about to ask. Because we can't see each other. We're in two separate studios at the moment and everything's been boarded up. Nobody can see in and we can't see out. All of the cameras in these studios have been blocked as well.
Now, some people might be wondering, Pete, what's the big deal in getting naked if we're not even in the studio together, that there's no risk. But for some reason, I'm telling you, I feel really uncomfortable about getting naked at work, despite the fact I'm in here on my own.
What is it, though? Why do you feel uncomfortable? No one can see you. And you can't be seen.
I'll try and find a way to articulate it.
All right.
But I mean, right now, I think that it would help me feel better if you were the first one to get naked.
Way ahead of you.
You haven't done it yet, and I know you haven't because you wouldn't do it without playing your ridiculous stripper music.
What stripper music?
The music you've been trying to play all morning to take your clothes off.
What are you possibly talking about?
Doing it? Are you actually?
Off comes the shirt.
Is the shirt off?
Let's go.
Are you like rubbing your abs and rubbing a bit of oil on yourself? Where are you at?
Mate, if you think I've got abs, you're giving me way too much credit.
The music makes it sound like you've got abs.
I don't have abs, but I'm glad that because this is radio. So, mixed fam out there, ladies. Just imagine I have hats.
But legit, what is happening right now? Have you taken your shirt off?
Shirt's off. Pants.
Are you going to get nude straight away? Are you just going to take it all off?
Shorts are off.
Really?
I've got my shoes and my socks off, so I'm just down to my undies. I'm just adjusting my junk.
Wait. Are you still wearing shoes and socks?
No, I've taken those off.
Oh, good.
And Kimber.
Yeah?
I've put Birkenstocks on instead.
Don't.
Okay,
so you're
this
just
is,
down to your jocks.
This is the moment. This is the moment right here, right now.
You love this. You are just reveling in it. What's the most exciting part for you about taking your jocks off and being completely naked in our studio?
That the boss is making eye contact with me through the top of the window.
Well, see, yours
visible.
Mine is completely boarded up. You have a small hole quite high up so that you can communicate with producers so that they can see you. So he can see you. Just eye contact through there.
This is really weird. This has actually gotten really unusual.
You were very confident about it. You were like, I'm just going to take my clothes off. And I was like, I don't know how I feel about this. But how? So now you're about to peel your jocks off.
Well, no. Like, it's as you just said, I was super confident. I was not a problem. Totally fine with taking. But now that I'm at the point where I'm going to take my jocks off.
Oh, is it weird because you're in a workplace?
No, mate, I've taken my jocks off. They're off. They're off right
now.
Yes, I am fully nude, baby. We are all go. There they are for everybody. Like, Kerrod right now has...
Are you swinging them around your
head?
I'm
swinging them around my head right now as we speak.
Wow.
Jeez, it's cold in this studio.
It is actually freezing in that studio. Do you feel good?
I don't know. I just feel normal. The thing for me is that nobody can see me. So I don't get the risk. You know what I mean? Like, I'm in here and I'm naked, but nobody can see me and there's no cameras or anything like that. I don't get the risk.
Because, I don't know, something about it just makes me feel weird. Like, it's unprofessional or something.
Well,
or it's just, like, for no reason.
Here's the thing, and this is the thing I think everybody listening right now is really hanging on to. It's whether or not you'll do it.
This is Pete and Kimber's Naked Show.
You still feel really weird about it.
Oh, I feel super protected by these curtains held up by Gaffer that have fallen down twice this morning since we've been here.
So there's one curtain in your studio that separates the view between you and me. And that one came down
about 20 minutes ago. And they swear they've re-gaffered it. You know what? I don't know. I was thinking about this yesterday. I put a lot of thought into it going, why do I feel weird about getting naked? There's no one else here. It's like if I was getting changed in a change room.
Mm.
Even then you don't get naked. You only get to your underwear. The closest I could think of is the feeling you get, and ladies, you will understand this, if you accidentally wear a jumpsuit or a play suit to the pub and then you go to the bathroom and you realise, oh my God, I have to get naked to do a wee because you have to take your top down and you're sitting naked in a public bathroom. That's how it feels right now, even though I'm on my own in here.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, okay. Something feels, and I guess for me, like I took my clothes off for my birthday and did that nude shoot with all those wonderful listeners down at Bell's Rapids.
Mm.
And I guess I felt like I was doing it for something, like I was doing it for a reason. And this feels a little bit like I'm doing it for no reason.
I told you the reason already. John Cena got naked at the Oscars.
That's not legit.
Let's stop. I feel like you're holding off on us here.
Because I do feel weird. Yeah. I don't know that I can just get naked like you did. You just like put on a song and now you're like, ladies. And now like 20 minutes from now, you're probably going to tell us you're interested in starting a career in stripping. You feel so confident about
it. I mentioned that to the guys yesterday. What about if we find the right music for you to get started? I've got a couple of suggestions here.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Let me find you the
singing
right
into a hairbrush right, or something. That's weird.
Oh, it's Taylor's version. She's a lot older. All right. Where are you going to start?
I think I'm going to start by taking my shorts off.
Okay.
If I sit here at a G-string for a bit,
mm-hmm.
I think that then we'll see how we go.
Okay.
I think I might end up hanging out in my underwear for a little while first.
Oh, all right. So you're going to slow play us?
I think I have to. I'm not ready to just take my gear off like you. I'm just not. Something okay. about it feels weird.
Well, let's get you into the mood. Got the perfect song for you. Here we go.
Oh, now, in that case, gear off. Okay, all right. Okay, I'm shoes off.
Yep.
Okay, socks off.
Uh-huh.
All right, hang on. Okay, can you hear me still?
I can hear you still. Go on.
Okay.
So can Perth.
I'm taking my shorts off. My shorts are off. See, it's not normal to be in my workplace in a G-string, Pete. I'm in a G-string.
Well, then take the G-string off.
Oh, I don't know if I'll start there. I mean, if I can't bring myself to take my top off yet, I don't think I'm ready to take my pants off.
Will you take your top off? I reckon, even just down to the underwear, I reckon that's enough. I reckon we can let it go there. All right, as a nice step in. I think if you've got to get through this one, if you feel so weird about it, I think you've done the hardest bit, which is taking the bottoms off, personally.
Well, no, but the bottoms, you know what it was like when you got to your underwear, it was different.
Yeah, so, but you're already down to your underwear on your bottoms.
Aisha from Averley's texting me saying, women empowering women. I mean, like, I get it, but I'm also empowered by not doing it too.
Aisha in Averley also said, you can do it, Kimber.
Yeah. Brendan in Bankshire Grove just says, all you need to do is play Genuine's Pony.
Is that what it's going to take to get the top off as well?
No, I think Missy Elliott was a good choice.
All right. So you're there just in, at the moment, in the G, but the top's not coming off yet.
Not just yet. Just in my G.
Okay. All right.
Sitting on a towel. Okay. What are you sitting on with your nude butt?
I'm standing.
Oh, good.
That's the best way to show this rig off. To no one.
Pete and Kimber.
I'm Starkers, but it's over to you. And you need to feel 100% comfortable.
Yeah.
To be able to get there.
And look, let me be perfectly clear. I'm not, I'm under no pressure. Everyone has been like, you can do whatever you want. Whether you want to get naked or not is totally up to me. Like, there's no one's bullying me into it. But I just was like, I think slow and steady. So I took my shorts off and I'm sitting at work just in my top and a G-banger. So I'm kind of like, I'm getting more used to it. Like, and I must admit, Rena from Beckenham has sent me a text saying, Kimber, I'm also at my desk in my undies and my top. I'm working from home, but hey, I'm comfortable. I'm like, you know what, Rena? I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
Do you get what she's saying enough to take another step? Are you feeling comfortable enough to take another step just yet?
Yeah, go on. Give me some music.
Okay. All right. Hang on a second.
I'll unbutton. I think.
Unbutton.
Well, yeah. I'll just sort of.
All right. So this is the top.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think Missy worked so well last time. While you're unbuttoning, we're asking the question this morning: where did you get your kid off?
Two, three. There's one more button.
One more button.
Ah, I can't believe we're getting naked at work. Like, this is a weird place to get your kid off. Okay.
That makes one of us.
Okay, my top is off.
Okay, top is off.
It's so weird.
How does that feel?
Do you know what? Actually, it feels pretty comfortable because this studio is way warmer than the one that you're in.
Oh, mate.
And it's actually kind of hot in here. So I feel like...
I'm back up inside myself as we speak.
So I'm in bra and knickers. That's it.
Cool.
Okay.
There you go.
It's so...
There you go. That's fine. You know what? We've got what surprises me so much, but I absolutely love it, is that there's not one bit of stupid talk on the text message. Everybody's being very respectful. And there's so many women here. There's a lot of blokes who are very concerned for your comfort.
I want to give a great shout out, actually. Ryan from Wellard. Like, this is the kind of gear I like to see. Ryan was like, hey, I know you're having a bit of fun, but just... You know, no one wants to hear guys pressuring women into taking their clothes off. It's not appropriate, and stand up for your gut feeling. And I'm like, Ryan, I just want to say I respect you for speaking up. That is the kind of example that I love to see men set.
That's a great
good
thing.
On you. And but so, I am not pressured in any way. But
so many
you.
Women who are backing you in saying, go on, get it done.
Get it done. But look, here I am. I'm sitting here. And gee, I'll tell you what, I know why I keep a warm light at home and not these cool lights. Jeez Louise.
All right. Where did you get your kit off? Where did it happen?
You know, now, that time where you've gone out with your girlfriends and you've all gone, let's just hit the beach and run in naked, or maybe you and your mates have decided we want to do a streak through Thornley. Yeah. I don't know.
All right. We got Gwen in Huntingdale. Where'd you get your kit off, Gwen?
I was an art student and they were looking for another model. So the following session, I kind of volunteered to be the nude model.
In your own class? Because it's not uncommon for people to go and do it in other classes, but in your own class, you were the model?
Yeah, in my own class. So I didn't tell any of my classmates. I just rocked up to the next session, de-kitted, and half my friends were hiding behind their easels.
Wow. What were the looks on their faces when they saw it was you?
All my girlfriends were giggling and laughing, but all of my guy friends just went bright red. But there was some really good art that came out of it.
Good on you, Gwen. We need more of that.
Lisa in Lansdowne, where'd you get your kid off?
Morning, guys. A couple of things for you. Do you remember we had bum for bowel cancer a couple of years ago?
Oh, yes, indeed, for Captain Paul. Yep.
Yeah. And then last Friday I was at the International Women's Day photo shoot on St. George's Terrace.
Oh, good on you. We did speak to Lauren from Crooked Images because there were 105 women that went and stood in St. George's Terrace, got naked and had an incredible photo shoot. How did you feel afterwards?
It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I remember you did that beautiful one too, though, Kimber, didn't you? Was that with Crooked Images? Yeah. So you've got this. You can do this.
Just right now I feel like I'm sitting in a bikini in the studio. That also feels weird because I've never, ever owned a bikini.
Cheryl Lee, where'd you get your kid off?
Well, my partner and I were coming back on the Brookton Highway back to Mandurah, and I just had a real euphoric moment and went, I think I might just take my bras off. They went out the window and and then I thought, you know what, we'll go and hang out the window waist high and just rage. And as I did that, a car come flying around the corner.
Sherilee, what inspired you? What made you just go, I want these shackles gone?
Well, you know, I hate the bra. I'm a big burn the bloody bra. But we had a family death, and it's one of those things where you go, you know what? Have fun while you're here, because you don't know tomorrow's not promised.
Yep, life's too short.
That's true.
Yep. All right. Maria and Madeline, good morning. Where'd you get your kid off?
My then boyfriend and I were actually travelled up to Kalbarri together, and we were just sort of going out, and we went down to Eagle Gorge, and the beach was deserted, so we decided to get our gear off and go for a bit of a romp in the water.
Any surprise appearances from behind the dunes? Anybody wander on out?
No, oh, we kept our eye out, and then we thought, oh, okay, we'll just go put our clothes on. And lucky we did when we decided to, because a couple of minutes later, just as we were climbing up the rocks, then a large tourist bus with some international tourists came. So we would have given them a bit of an eyeful, but I'm glad that we didn't.
Oh, I love that. I love that, Maria. See, it's like when you're going to a gorge, you're in a waterfall, like you're in this really beautiful outdoor experience. I understand that. It's just that I don't know whether we have the same picturesque landscape in the Mix 94.5 studio.
Not really, if I'm completely honest. Now, I'm nude. I've nuded right up. You're down to G and bra.
Yep.
How are you feeling? Are you feeling comfortable enough to go another step?
I don't know. I don't know. Well, I don't know yet. Maybe.
Okay.
It feels like, this feels really exposing for me. I don't even own a bikini. I've worn a one piece my entire life. So just sitting here, even trying to imagine that I'm in bathers right now is a struggle.
And again, like, this is completely and utterly up to you as whether or not you take the step. But are we put the clothes back on, or are we willing to come back and go, you know what? Let's see if we can get another piece off. What is
see.
It for you?
Let's see. Let's ride it out for a bit.
This is Pete and Kimber's Naked Show.
Pete, I want you to play the music because I'm feeling a little more inspired.
Are you? What's inspiring you? We've had a lot of feedback,
you know,
on the text. A lot of women have...
This is Zoe, Simone, Natalie, Tina, Marissa, Jacqueline, Bell. All of these women who have gone, you know what? And you know what I loved about them? Their messages in the text line were like, whether you do it or not, it doesn't matter. You do you, girl. And everyone is supporting, and the blokes are too. And so I'd like to hear my music.
Okay. So right
I'm
now...
take my bra off.
All right, top's off.
At work.
Bra's coming off.
Yep.
Here comes, are you 100% comfortable
yeah.
with this? Okay, here comes the music.
The music both is inspiring and makes me feel weird, but okay. Okay. I'm sitting, it's off.
It's off.
Okay, it's liberating and I'm going to shake it around for a little bit. And then enjoy it while I can. Just shake it around. And then I will come get. Then I'm going to get dressed really quickly and come back into the studio with you.
Hang on a sec. I'm getting the. Because I. Whoa, hey, whoa.
The fire alarm's going off.
The
fire
alarm.
Oh, God.
That's my worst nightmare.
That's carried out of the producer's area. Wow, okay.
It feels actually really freeing.
How do you feel?
It is. It's freeing. It's freeing.
Okay.
It feels bizarre to look down at the desk. I mean, I don't want to be too, but to look down at the desk here and see all of the equipment that you see in a radio station, you get all of the buttons and all of the, and then all you see is some nipples over the desk. It's weird. This is not a vision that anyone else gets to see.
Uh-huh.
And it's for my eyes only.
And that's how it's going to stay. So is okay. So is this, and is this where we stop? Is this?
Yeah, yep. I'm good. I'm happy with this.
Yep. As a big step, it's taken you almost 2 hours to get to this step, and a lot of people diving in, going, "Hey, you can do it." So it's a huge thing for you. So if Pete, this is where you're comfortable stopping, you stop.
I am, and there's also not many women out there that want you to race as quickly as you did. Just so you know.
That want me to what?
Race. You know, like if it takes 2 hours to take their clothes off, it's okay.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah.
The other side of that, if it takes 10 seconds for him to get his clothes off, that's fine too.
Well, you go put your clothes back on because I'm coming back into that studio and we're both going to be clothed.
Okay. When we come back, we will find out live if Kimber walks in and my clothes are on yet.
This Pete and Kimber podcast is just a little taste of the show. Get a taste of life at Murdoch at Murdoch University's Open Day, Saturday, March 23rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tour the campus and find the course you're passionate about.